This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We were talking about, a medical, emergency expenses, especially, taking into, looking at the fact that this is the end of the year. And then we talked about it. And then we also, make a call out to say, join us, tell us, have you ever found yourself downgrading or upgrading? What were the reason for that? Right now, there's a survey that was conducted. It showed that only 16% of respondents were able to cover a 10,000 emergency, and only 27% insured for medical costs on average. And experts say it's crucial to ensure your healthcare package balances sufficient protection with affordability. That's what we're looking at right now. We're joined by Sarah Nicholson, Head of Customer Experience at Just Money.
Morning, Sarah. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Well, and yourself?
Great. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time. Now, Sarah, a lot of people are under strain with the economy looking the way it's been looking. But is downgrading on medical cover the best way to cut down and save?
This is such a critical question that we should certainly be asking ourselves, especially as we navigate through the festive season, the upcoming new year with challenge, and of course, many of us having new goals. So I think we can say, based on the results and some that you've mentioned already, finances are tough for so many people out there. So it's really critical that we should be looking at ways to cut costs effectively. And very critically, part of this process is ensuring that we have the right cover to protect us when life happens, so that we're not scrambling to find additional funds to cover those type of life happens events. And of course, get people into more financial difficulty. So I think it's really critical that we take time to evaluate if we are overcovered or perhaps even undercovered, and potentially at risk of not being able to afford those big medical expenses.
And are medical aids at least doing something to meet us halfway at this point by creating more options?
I think you've touched on something there quite specifically. There's a lot of different options out there created by medical aids, enabling one to try and find an option that works for your unique medical needs as well as their families. And I think medical aids are also attempting to meet members halfway by making monthly contributions more affordable where they can, also looking at providing network hospital options to help reduce that overall cost. And then, of course, there's the option to downgrade and upgrade during specific times in the years. And then many medical aids will introduce new plans and try and amend rules around chronic medication, which can actually benefit members as well.
No, great thoughts. And some of the tips maybe you can give us to make sure we are not undercovered, but also not overspending on medical aid or medical cover.
Yeah, I think it's important that you note what is changing your current plan. So just so members know, this is a time now in November and December where you can actually upgrade your plan or downgrade. So make sure you understand and have read your benefit updates. Be aware, do a medical check if you need to know what's happening in your health. So assess your current needs. Take a look at your medical expenses over the last 12 months as well, and see if perhaps your requirements have changed. Perhaps you're starting to plan a family, or you've developed a chronic condition, so you need to have a look at that. And then look at the different plans within your scheme that are available, your medical aid scheme, and see if you can adjust that. And if needed, then compare different medical aid schemes as well.
Okay. No, I think that is quite helpful for us to consider. Appreciate your time, Sarah, really, for coming through this morning and talking to us. That's Sarah Nicholson, Head of Customer Experience at Just Money.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.